We've had over 5,500 people come down so far since we reopened to the public again. We've got 7,500 booked on total. We've got a lot of scope for taking more people on board, and overall it's been a very successful startup.
You could predict that this was going to be a popular place because you were open before the Olympics took place, and it was at that time that you saw that with your forecast things were even more popular than you had planned.
Certainly. It's really exciting to see how much people have embraced the Olympics and each of the Olympic venues. It's also very exciting to see the amount of people that actually want to come down and get involved in it. Prior to the Games, we had a lot of people come down, visit and see what it was we're all about. And now that we're off the back of the Games, we've got that interest, and it's multiplied, if anything.
This type of sport, this type of activity, it's not accessible for the majority of people in the country because we don't have natural places that offer this. And so this has become something that's made this more accessible to everybody.
Yes, we've become a real hub. All of our water is chemically treated, very much like a swimming pool. So we have all sorts of different user types come through. We have the fire brigade coming down to do their swift water rescue training courses. We've got members of the public coming down just to have a go at the whitewater rafting. We've got experienced canoers and kayakers coming to have a go, and people getting involved in it as well. So we've got that whole development side of the operation. Lots and lots of corporate business coming through. So very exciting and very heartening to see all of these different user groups coming through and enjoying the venue as much as we do.
I was interested, you were talking to me about the types of people that you have coming here, and this idea that it's not always a raft that they charter to use with one group that knows each other. There are a whole lot of people that could be from anywhere, and they're all being put on a raft. They're all strangers.
Yes, if you book as an individual or a couple or something like that, then we will find a space on one of our rafts for you. We'll put you in with a group of people that you don't necessarily know at the beginning. But after the fact, you will find that you're best of friends, because you may have found that they've saved you from going for a swim, and you can all go and have a drink together and have a bit of a catch-up about your experience.
People saw this on TV, they were very excited, but they may have felt a little bit sad, thinking, well, I can't swim, I can never enjoy something like this. But that's not the case, is it?
No, not a problem at all. We'll supply you with your buoyancy aid, the helmets, all of the equipment that you require to go ahead and do it. We also have bank safety on both sides of the course and a designated raft guide in the boat with you. So you're completely looked after. As long as you're reasonably confident with what it is you're about to get into, then it's no problem at all.
Because there's a sort of a special system that you're operating as well, so that people that don't feel confident or maybe feel a bit scared, there's a way that they can be quickly identified and helped first.
Yes, so we have a colour-coded system within each of the helmets. A blue helmet is given to anyone that's feeling pretty confident about what it is they're about to get involved in, or is a very confident swimmer. Anyone that's a little bit more hesitant about what it is they're about to get into, we'll give them a yellow helmet so they can be easily spotted from the boat and from the bank and picked up fairly quickly, so they'll be prioritised above anyone else when it comes to collecting people.
You probably don't have the numbers to hand, but going on, when you come out and you look down onto the course, do you see a lot of those colour helmets that suggest to you that a lot of people who can't swim or aren't confident are braving things in the interest of having the experience? Is this becoming a popular place for people like that to be using, maybe to help them build their confidence?
Certainly. I think people tend to understand that they can get involved in it, and there's absolutely no shame at all in, you know, not being able to swim or not being too confident. So we'll invite them down. We can tailor the run so that it's completely suited to the group's needs. So if it's just straight top to bottom runs that someone's after, then we can do that. If they want to do a bit of high siding or flat spins or nose dunking and things like that, then we can also tailor it to those needs as well. So a lot of people of all different types of ages and abilities coming down to us.